It's Fire Safety Week, and a second grade class is getting a tour of the Carbondale Fire Department.
Protective equipment. So they would get the emergency tones on their pager like this, and they would know to come here to put their personal protective equipment. So let's check it out. Come on in through here.
Community outreach is one of the services that Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District provides. Mike Kennedy, Vice President of the Board of Directors, says a failed property tax question in 2013 came down to an unfamiliarity with the other roles of the district. This year, they are again asking voters to approve a ballot measure that would raise property taxes to help fund the fire department. Kennedy says if the measure fails again, the fire district will not be able to function much longer. Despite the loss of funds due to property assessments going down, the nature of emergency response can't be cut.
We could get by, but we would burn up the remainder of our reserves. We don't have the luxury of a lot of businesses. You know, a lot of businesses, when you don't have the money, then you don't take on as many jobs, or you know, you live without a secretary, or whatever it might be. But in this business, when the call comes, we have to answer the call. It's not a question of, oh, geez, we don't have enough people today, we can't do that. Tell them no. You know, we can't do that. We have to be there. It's a 24/7 thing, and there's no choice.
Ballot issue 4B puts a two-year sunset on the tax hike, something the 2013 measure did not have. It would amount to $15 per $100,000 of property value. The Carbondale Fire Department relies on a mix of paid staff and volunteers. Staff works for 48 hours at a time. Most days, there are only two people on hand to respond to calls. Fire Chief Ron Leach says that, over the last few years, emergency response time has grown, and it's been hard to staff simultaneous calls.
An ambulance call to Marble, by the time they leave here, go to Marble, pick the patient up, go to the hospital, come back, that's a three-hour ordeal. Now, during that 3 hours, if there's a second call, who's to go on that call? And sometimes there's three during that time period. Who's to man those? It's becoming more and more challenging, and that's what this election is about.
Looks like.
In Basalt, ballot measure 4A asks to extend a tax that residents are already paying. A 20-year bond will be all paid off this year. But Fire Chief Scott Thompson is hoping residents will be willing to pay the same amount in order to maintain the Basalt and Rural Fire Protection District's capital fund. The 20-year continuance would provide money for employee housing and big-ticket items like fire trucks. He says the growing population and new developments within the district require new equipment.
That's part of the problem with development. You know, we talk about pedestrian-friendly and drawing people to the businesses, so the sidewalks get larger, the parking gets smaller, the setbacks get greater for the fire departments. And one of the things that we're having problems with is everything's getting tight. Our old ladder truck is 20 years old. It has dual rear axles, and it only has a 75-foot ladder. We need extended reach and a more maneuverable truck. And that's, you know, it's a huge ticket item because it's close to $1 million.
Residents who live in the portions of Pitkin, Eagle, Garfield, and Gunnison counties that include these districts will see ballot measure 4A, the Basalt question, or 4B, the Carbondale question, on their election ballots this fall. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.